From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization. Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, this weekend, we're all celebrating the 4th of July, a special holiday. We're celebrating the 249th anniversary of our independence as a nation. Have you ever wondered about the men who actually signed the Declaration of Independence? They not only placed their signature on a piece of paper, but they made a pledge. Specifically, they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. 24 of those men were lawyers or judges, 11 were merchants or ordinary businessmen, and 9 were farmers. And it was during the first week of July, 1776, that these men became our founding fathers. Sure, we all love the fireworks, the parades, the barbecues, and the picnics, but let us not forget those men who put it all on the line so that we could become Americans. Well, correspondent John Clark was in Dayton, Virginia just a few days ago attending a special event. Let's go to that special report.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today I'm with Eric Paulson, who is executive director of the Virginia State Dairymen's Association. Eric, great to be with you at the Virginia Dairy Expo.
Oh, John, thank you so much for joining us. We love to have you here.
Hey, you got a great turnout today. Just tell the folks at home what's happening here today. It's an annual event that everybody looks forward to.
Absolutely. We're here right in the middle of June is Dairy Month, so we thought, what no better time to bring our dairy farmers together, you know, for a day of food and fellowship, ice cream and milk, you know, and really just celebrate everything that makes this industry great.
And it's at the top dairy producing county in the state, Rockingham County.
That's true, right in the heart of dairy country here in Rockingham County. So you look around and we're surrounded by dairy farms. And so almost roughly half the dairy farms are here in Rockingham County. So there's no better place to be celebrating the industry.
You have a unique income system, which allows you to do some different things and allows you to have some skin in the game. Tell folks at home what that is.
Yeah, so we're a voluntary member organization. And we've been around since 1907. So we represent the dairy farmers here in Virginia. And the way ours is set up, we're not a checkoff program or anything like that, but our dues are based on milk prices. So our farmers like that. We have skin in the game. So when milk prices go up, our dues go up a little bit, but when milk prices go down, our dues drop. And so dairy farmers like that we feel what they feel. And so it makes us more responsive in their eyes.
We got to get to one program that's been a success for you of getting milk back into schools, that milk dispenser program. Remind folks about that because it's just fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. This is a real passion project for our producers, something they're very passionate about, though. So what we've been doing is, you know, school milk and children drinking milk, that's something that's really important to the industry. And so we saw a lot of schools, you know, you started hearing kids complain about the milk isn't cold enough, they don't like the taste of it. And so one of the things we looked at is these milk dispensers. So they're bulk milk dispensers. You load them with 3 5-gallon bags, and that keeps that milk absolutely ice cold. And so you think of it similar to like a soda fountain or something like that. You put your cup up there, it fills the milk up, it stays absolutely cold. And then so the schools like it because kids are drinking more milk, there's less waste, there's no cartons to throw away. And so it's something we've been working with schools around Virginia. We offer that we'll cover the cost to transition any school in a district to milk dispensers. That way they can kind of try it out risk-free, see the benefits. And then, you know, whenever it comes time to replace equipment at their other schools, they'll see these milk dispensers there, which are roughly the same cost as the coolers they have. And they're more likely then to go over that. And we've seen that happen.
And for dairy farmers, they want to hear this, and I want to underscore it because it does increased consumption of fluid milk.
That's right. Last year, we saw a 15% increase in consumption at schools that put the milk dispensers in. And not only that's just in consumption. So not only kids taking more milk, they're actually drinking more milk. They're not taking those cartons, you know, and they're taking them and throwing them away. We actually want kids to enjoy that milk because kids who enjoy drinking milk turn into adults who drink milk, and that's what we really want. So this is kind of a long-term thing. We see the immediate benefit, but it's also going to have really profound long-term impact, we think, as well.
Yeah, we're here at the Virginia Dairy Expo. Folks are going to be rolling in here. You got a lot of dairy producers from around the area, but you also have your board meeting, which happens the day before. Tell us about your board.
That's right. So our board is made up of dairy farmers from around Virginia. So we break it up in geographic area, and so every dairy farmer represents the producers in their counties. And so they come together yesterday, and we talk about policy. We talk about things things like milk dispensers. We see what's going on, you know, both on the state and federal legislative level. And really, it's about what can the Virginia State Dairymen's Association do to not only protect but promote and enhance the dairy industry in Virginia. We want a thriving industry. So without the dairy farmers, we don't exist. And so we need to make sure we're doing everything we can to make sure dairy farmers are well positioned so they're still in business.
And you want to ensure the next generation of consumers and of dairy farmers.
Absolutely. They work together. You can't have one without the other one.
That's very true. So this board meets, and it's really unique because you are not a checkoff, so you get the ability to lobby if you choose to.
Absolutely right. We can lobby. We do education, promotion. We can kind of do a lot of things. But since we're a private organization, we don't have any restrictions on us. Yeah, we can do the promotion, but we can also be down there in Richmond. Maybe so we represent our dairy farmers because they're a very vital part. You think about the economic impact dairy farms have in your local community. I mean, I tell dairy farmers, think about all the checks you write every month to your local businesses and how many other people depend on your farm. And they're really true small businesses that really promote their local economy. And so we make sure we're telling that good story.
Speaking of stories, you have a little success story about our interview from last year that occurred with a dairy farmer calling you.
Oh, absolutely. I was really thrilled to hear a dairy farmer from Wisconsin called me up. He had heard this interview last year talking about milk dispensers, and he called me up wanting to know, hey, how can we do this in our state? And I was more than happy to talk to him. It's something, it helps us all. You know, that rising tide lifts all boats. And so we would love to see it. And I know other states have done it. It's something that I think that the industry, I haven't talked to a dairy farmer yet who thinks that this is really the greatest idea. And it's one of those, what's old is new again, because that's how milk used to be served, is in those milk dispensers. And it kind of went back to, you know, the convenience, but people are starting to come back around now and see some of these benefits of making sure we're serving great whole and hopefully soon whole cold milk here in the near future.
Eric Paulson, Executive Director of the Virginia State Dairymen's Association at the Virginia Dairy Expo, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.
And thank you, John Clark, for that report.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
More rural and agricultural news at our website, onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today from longtime listener Don Myers, who says, people may doubt what you say, but they'll believe what you do. Thank you, Don, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.